You know, it strikes me that after all these years, we've never had a theme song for him. I don't know. Should it be this one? I'm not sure. I mean, we do call him Johnny Mac. Johnny be good? I don't know. Johnny is good. Ladies and gentlemen, John McGivern joins us
The
Dave and Carol Morning KLH.
How's it going? Good to see you guys.
It's been a long time.
It seems like forever.
It has. It's been a month.
I don't know if you know this, but we are in the middle, Steve and I are in the middle of selling our condo because we're moving.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Where
are
you moving?
We're moving in the same building.
Oh.
We're moving from the 5th floor to the 6th floor, so we won't be hiring a moving company because we're just going up 1 floor.
So now let me ask you this. You're selling.
We're selling.
So do you watch like all those shows on how to... You know, how to make your house look good.
No, we thought we were fine. We were the whole staging thing.
Yeah, the staging.
We thought we were good because, well, we're gay.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd think we'd be fine. But I brought
You're
a friend
too fancy.
In. Well, my friend came in and was like, she does this. Tammy Workington does this. She goes into people's houses and stages.
Mm-hmm.
And she came in and she said, oh, my God, we had to de-gay.
Oh.
That's what she said.
You had to de-gay?
De-gay. She says, because, you know, not everybody is into all of this. And I'm like, well, who wouldn't be into all this?
Like the antiques and stuff?
Well, not so much the antiques. You know, in our dining room / family room, there were, I would say probably 24 yard longs. Do you guys know what yard longs are?
No idea.
It's those yard long pictures that were usually made in the teens, 19
right.
teens
yes.
of company picnics. And most of them are military pictures. And they're a yard long. And you've seen them. So we have a couple dozen yard longs on our walls, which, can I tell you, that's thousands and thousands of people on our dining room wall, and we don't know a one of them. So thousands of people in yard-long pictures, these antique pictures, that people walk in and they're like, are these family pictures? And finally, we're like, let's just lie.
Is that kind of like leaving the pictures in that Chinese screen-looking thing that you get with photos?
You know what you could.
Like
you know what you could do almost. Nowadays with Photoshop. You could almost Photoshop in your family members and make it seem as if it really were. You know what I mean? Like you could actually take the faces of your family.
Look, God, your grandpa looks just like you.
I know he does.
It's those pictures. They're panoramics. They're called panoramics
sure.
as well.
Right.
Where you could. There is one of those.
It's like a fisheye almost. Like you do the fisheye lens and you got the whole thing. Yeah.
And they take the they. I don't know exactly how they did it, but they started from one end and then they took the picture all the way. So kids could run from one end of the picture and they could be on both ends.
Mm-hmm.
Like in a couple of the pictures, that's how it is. So she came in and she said, all of those they've got to get out of here. I'm like, really?
Okay.
I'm like, come on, they're the best.
And then the wall looks naked.
Oh, the wall, there's one yard long now of the city of Milwaukee. That's
yeah,
all.
Yeah, but see, it opens everything up. It probably makes it look like it's way bigger. You know what I mean? Like a cleaner, bigger, and that
it does.
Whole thing. Yeah.
It does. And the room is like 19 by 13 anyway, which is a
good size room.
A good size room. And it does look bigger. She's also said you have to take like these chairs out. You have to take all of this out. Everything off the radiator covers. Everything off the windowsills. In the bedroom, take this couch out of here. It was 12 loads. And half the loads were furniture that was taken out.
Do they make you neutralize the colors too? Did he
sometimes
have to do any painting?
She said no. We could. She said, "Do you want to?" Because you really could start that. And we're like, "No, we're not. We're not doing that." So we have a big showing tomorrow. It's a realtor showing.
Oh,
I'm sweating thinking about it.
You know, the thing is you're in an apartment, so you can't. When the people come in, you really can't drive around to see who. You know, back around the block to see who's looking to buy your house.
Well, to be honest, I'm staying there.
John, are you
a
sadist?
No, I'm completely staying there.
Are you a sadist?
No. Do not do it. I'm telling you right now, do not do it. I know you so well.
No.
Boy, not do it.
If you thought it was bad having the person come in and telling you what to do.
No, these are just the realtors.
I'm
not staying for any of the. No.
It doesn't matter. I've watched all those. Haven't you watched those shows where the couple have the hidden camera show where the realtors go through and they're like this and this and this and they're just
but they won't because it's perfect.
He's wringing his hands, man.
You know, it's been on the market for 5 days and my poor realtor, who happens to be my sister.
How many times are you calling her?
Well, finally, I mean, I'm just every time she calls, and we talk 3-4 times a day, my sister and I. I mean, we do. And so every time she calls, I'm like, is there a showing? She's like, I am never going to call you again. You know, it's just,
well,
it's
Kevin
hard.
Kevin makes a good point. And, you know, having a condo is a lot different.
Yeah.
Because whenever you're showing your house, you can not only just drive around the block, but if you have a, depending on the way your neighborhood's set up, mm-hmm. if you have like a little hiding spot where you can actually park and watch to see how long they go in. There were times when we were selling our house last year when, you know, they tell you there's a showing.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you clean, not that the house is dirty, but you know what? You're going through it anyway. You're vacuuming everything or whatever. You spend all that time and then you go and you hide and then they get out of the car and they walk in. This actually happened a couple times. And they're in there less than 2 minutes.
No.
Like, you couldn't see the house. It was almost like they walk in, they look around, go, no, not for me. Turn and walk out. And you're like, oh, my God. You get so bummed out. Because, you know, we have dogs, so you got to get the dogs out of there and the whole thing.
Yeah, see, I know. I mean, that can be true because I know the first thing when we look at houses, the first thing Sue does is go to the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And if the kitchen's not right, done. We're done. Doesn't matter what the rest of the house is.
And that's exactly right. Yeah, that's exactly right. And then some of the remarks that you'll get. Like,
no.
It's a good thing your sister is your real estate agent because, well, she's so sweet, but she'll be able to, and she already is planning on doing this, I'm sure, filter out some of the things.
Oh, completely.
Because they'll send you the stuff and say, this is what people thought about it.
She already has.
Yeah.
So the other thing is, how do you, you know, you've got to, I sat down with my sister to, of course, write the description of my incredibly beautiful 1,500 square foot apartment that looks over the lake, looks over downtown. I mean, it's the best. So if you read the description,
this is it.
You know it's a gay apartment.
A special urban chic two-bedroom, two-bath condo.
Stop. Done. Right there.
Okay. Urban chic.
Over the top. Okay. There we go. Urban, right.
Yeah. Hey, honey, what does an urban chick mean? What does that mean there?
Okay, urban, maybe
it's
our
special urban chick. Do I get another girl if I buy this?
Okay, two-bedroom, two-bath condo, pristine condition, fifth floor.
Okay, of wherever it is. Located in the prestigious Yankee Hill neighborhood. People will be like,
no, where's that?
Where's
the Yankee Hill neighborhood? Just say on the east side.
On the east side of downtown. This condo has been featured in the Milwaukee Journal Home section. Mm-hmm. And Milwaukee Home and Fine Living magazine. Like, that's good.
Okay,
Yep. Highlights include a master suite with, first of all, it says his and hers closets. My sister said you can't put his and his closets in there.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be.
How about just closets? Can't you just say matching closets?
They're huge walk-in, his and his.
Why, with
no one's in those closets anymore.
Not in that apartment.
John.
They've been out of there for a long time.
Oh, it's killing me. And an office space, separate laundry room, ample storage, and two entryways. Come on. It's like, give me a break. Versatile floor plans.
Okay. Oh,
versatile.
No.
What does
oh
he have?
Oh, my God, I just
what
read
he,
it.
What?
Oh, an unobstructed sight line of the historic Wisconsin Gas Company flame.
Shut up.
So you got
you did not put that on
you
there.
Have a flaming view and no one's in the closet.
Hidden language. Hey.
Good Lord. Just say it's a damn nice place.
Oh, it's killing me.